With ornaments, decorated,
with
the priests,
the priest.
Sadasya,
Sadasya,
associates,
associates.
Grahapataya,
Grahapataya,
and King Navi,
and King Navi.
Adana,
Adana,
four persons,
Iva,
Iva,
like,
Uttamadana,
Uttamadana,
a great treasure,
a great treasure,
Ubalabhya,
Ubalabhya,
having achieved,
having achieved,
Sahu Bahumana,
Sahu Bahumana,
with great regard,
with great regard,
Arahamena,
Arahamena,
with ingredients for worship,
with ingredients for worship,
Avananda,
Avananda,
then, Sirasana, with their heads, Upadasuru,
Upadasuru,
worship. Translation and purport by Jyoti Vaisesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ji. Translation. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Navi with four arms. He was very bright and he appeared to be the best of all personalities. Around the lower portion of his body he wore a yellow silken garment. On his chest was the mark of Srivatsa, which always displays beauty. He carried a conch shell, lotus flower disc and cloud, and he wore a garland of forest flowers and kastuba gems. He was beautifully decorated with a helmet, earring, bangles, belt, pearl necklace, armlet, ankle bells and other bodily ornaments bedecked with radiant jewels. Seeing the Lord present before them, King Navi and his priests and associates felt such like, just like poor people who have suddenly attained great riches. They received the Lord and respectfully bent their head and offered him things in worship. Purport. It is distinctly mentioned here that the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not appear as an ordinary human being. He appeared before King Navi and his associates as the best of all personalities, Purushottama. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also a living being, but he is the Supreme Living Being. In Bhagavad Gita 7.7, Lord Krishna himself says, Matam Paratram Nanyan Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya, O conqueror called Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. That is one of the differences between God and another living being. According to these descriptions of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. Consequently, Maharaj Navi and his priests and associates all offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Nagdwa Chaparam Lahum Anyate Nahikam Tata. That is, upon gaining this one thing that there is no greater gain. When one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one suddenly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. Rasobi Asya Param Nuskya Nugartate. When one experiences a higher place, his consciousness is fixed. After seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvimuktena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Namovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sarvanaranatanvitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanyam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarvana Narita Shri Vishakam Tamsa He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Narita Kanta Narita Kanta Ramanasute Tapta Kanchana Gavu Rangi Radhe Vinda Vaneshwari Rushabhanam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Sarva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayana Namaskritya Haram Chaita Narottam Devi Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Udhiyare Hare Krishna. Blessings of all Vaishnavas. Lord Vishnu appeared before King Nabi with four arms. One of the word upalakshitam, symptomized. In Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Arjuna asked some question to Krishna after the Chitta Pragya section. Yeah. Can you tell me the symptom of a person who is self-realized, or whose mind is steady? How does he act? How does he speak? How does he walk? How does he sit? Like, he asked four questions. And the symptom, we can go by the right thing. Everyone has some symptom in this material world. If you see a poor man, you can recognize a poor man by his, from his symptom. His dressing, his appearance, his... Similarly, a rich man, you know how his symptom is. His way of dressing, his appearance and everything. And Prabhupada said, a fool can be recognized as soon as he opens his mouth in the material world. Looks are deceiving, right? The way they presented things in such attractive way that one is deceived. There is no substance to it, but he is carried away by the shadows. And that is what all about. And then when the person speaks, then you know you can recognize, like a toy, croaking, and attracting the death. So here the symptom, the Lord appeared, he appeared to be the best of all personalities, Purushottama. This is a Purushottama. First of all, there is a problem in accepting a God to be a person. Because, Prabhupada again in Bhagavad Gita, we have experienced so much of suffering and difficulties with this personal form of us. We see material world, different form exists, the human beings are there, and they are going through so much of struggle and frustration, and they don't want to have a form because they are frustrated. They want to merge. They don't want. They want to be non-existence. And we see, and then when Krishna appeared as a human Naralila, then it's very difficult. Then what happened? Because we got conditioned of seeing people with imperfect senses and not having a super extraordinary life, we think, oh, God cannot be like us. Why? Because if he is like us, then he has to go through suffering as well. Krishna says, fools deride when I come in my human form. Avajanati maam mudaha manushyantanam ashritaha. That when I come as Atma Maya. Fourth chapter. Krishna says, Arjuna asked this question. I forget things. We forget. We don't know what we did yesterday same time. Right? We don't know what we did 1 week before. We don't know what we did 2 hours before exactly. Because why the forgetfulness is there? The forgetfulness is there because the body is changing. The mind is changing, the body is changing. Every moment the body is changing, some cells are destroyed. It keep on changing. But it happens so you cannot recognize. It's like, it gives the example of a film. A film is like a snapshot of a certain recording of that scene, but it is rotated in so fast, you know, like some rotation per minute, and it appears like as it's a motion. It's like motion pictures. That's why they call it motion pictures. It's just a picture, but it is kept in the motion. Similarly, the body is changing continuously and the forgetfulness is there. And Arjuna asked this question. How can you, you know, you saying you spoke to some God? Krishna says, I remember because I remember, I am the same Supreme. You are big, you are small, you are so tiny. But I am so weak. I am the Supreme Person. I come here with my own, you know, internal potency. There is no difference between the body and the soul of Krishna. Krishna is everything spiritual. So when he appeared, the difficulty is there to accept, because that God means is all pervading. He is everywhere. He is so big. He is so gigantic. This neophyte mentality, the worship of the universal form. Right? So, he is everywhere, but he is also present before us. We can understand. He is present everywhere in his energies. He is just like the sun. The sun is located in one place in his orbit. But the sun's energy as the light and the heat is emanating, is spreading throughout the universe. Right? But the sun is still there at his place. We know that just by sitting in the room, we can see outside and we see, oh, the sun is there, light is there. And he is also present in the form of Paramatma. He is there within and without. He is there within the atom. He is there inside the atom. He is there within all the entities as Paramatma. Arjuna Tishtati, he says, you know, he is situated in the heart of a living entity. And then from him comes the remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. He is everywhere. At the same time, he is present before us as in the form of Archavilya. He is accepted. Oh, how is it possible? That is not. Krishna is. Why not possible? Prabhupada. So God cannot be like us. That means, you know, how can he be God? Something we have which God does not have. We pray, we meditate, we pray. So we pray means God should hear. So that means God should have ears. And meditation. How can you meditate on something which doesn't have a form? Very difficult. They make it more difficult for Mayavadis. The impersonalists. They want to meditate, but where they meditate? The yogi meditate within the Paramatma, within the heart. For a devotee, thinking of Krishna is meditation. What is meditation? Meditation means thinking of Krishna. Who is a yogi? Who is thinking of Krishna? Who is meditation? Who is meditating is a yogi. And what is meditation? That is thinking of Krishna. So Krishna present before, but he is supreme personality of Godhead. He is a Purusha. He is a supreme person. He is not ordinary. Why he is not ordinary? Because he has done some extraordinary activities throughout his life, which is never matched. He has lifted Govardhan Hill. Right? He has killed all the demons, whatever variety, combination. He has married 16,108 wives. One can say, you know, one person, yeah, I also can marry like that many. Yes, but you cannot maintain that many. Krishna is present simultaneously in 16,108 palaces. He has given individual palaces to all the queens. Krishna is not a person who is whimsically acting, no. So he has done some super excellent, superhuman activities. That shows that even though he looks like one of a human, but he is not made of material elements. Why? Because he is beyond the material modes. Prakriti param. He is beyond. Why? Because he is, you know, he is the original supreme person, the controller. He is Adi, he is the origin. Here Krishna is saying, Matam paratram nanyat kinchit asti janjaya. O conqueror of hell, there is no truth superior to me. You want to find the end of the absolute, that is Krishna. Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnation. Krishna is the Supreme Person, Krishna is the starting, he is the Janmalayasyatyaha, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, starting. He is the creation, he is the maintenance, everything coming from him. He is the source of all sources, he is the cause of all causes. Sarvakaranakarana, Hedayajana Sakala Pumsa, Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. He is the Swayam Bhagavan. Because he doesn't have any other origin. He doesn't have any cause. From Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he doesn't have any cause. But that supreme absolute truth, which is quoted as Krishna, God is everywhere, omnipresent. He is light. He, God, is great. Bhagavan said yes. But how to know how he is great? We can tell. We can tell Krishna's name, his father's name, his mother's name, his address. All details are there. So here we see, when Vishnu appeared, so much details are there. All the ornaments. The decoration. The decoration in the material world is we decorating something which is dead. The dead body is considered to be dead, and this decoration is given so that it enhances the appearance, right? If you see the shopping, everything is there. Ornaments, all the ornaments mentioned is available, and people buy this to wear, to show very much decorative. Krishna appearing with all this decorated, that is actually enhancing the beauty of the ornament. Krishna himself is the beauty personified. He is Madan Mohan. He is attracting the Cupid. By his beauty, he is attracting the condition. So this is the appearance of the Lord. The purpose of his appearance is to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls of this material world. So the Lord is appearing and he is showing all these features. The conch and the lotus love, disc club, and beautiful garland, beautiful dhoti. You can see from 10th canto when Krishna is walking from the forest or coming back to home, or he is playing the flute. So many verses, beautiful verses are there describing the beauty of Krishna. Why it is given? Why it is given? This is given so that we can meditate. Why the deities are decorated so opulently? Each and every detail, so matching jewelry, matching thing, matching garland, the backdrop, the frame, the garland, the dresses. Why so much detail is there? Hours spent on preparation, right? What we see is prepared so many hours together. Why? Because this helps a conditioned soul to think of Krishna deeply, to meditate on Krishna. This is the goal of life. Meditation on Krishna is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness. Always thinking of Krishna, never forget Krishna. This helps us because the deity is there to receive service. Krishna, for Krishna, there are thousands of Lakshmis are waiting to serve. By serving Krishna, we can able to purify our consciousness. It is the benefit of the conditioned soul. No one is more attractive or more authoritative than Lord Krishna. It's called Asambhava. There is no competition for Krishna. Krishna is one, Ekana Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya. That Krishna is one, the master, and all are servants, including Lord Shiva, Brahma, and everyone, all the demigods, all the deities. There is no competition for the master position. In material world, if you see, there is only competition for master position and there is no competition for servant position. The servant position is always vacant. Yet that everyone wants to be a master. Everyone wants to be on the leader. Everyone wants to be the top. But in spiritual world, there is only one master, that is Krishna. That's why we are here. We are here because we want to occupy that post. And then this place is created. Okay, this place is there where we can also be the master. We're thinking, okay, everyone is here to serve. And everyone, I am the Lord, but I am servant. What I have, I am the controller. Who is this Krishna claiming that he is supreme? Krishna is saying, I am the supreme, I am the Lord, I am, there is no truth superior to me. The envy, what the envy is that cannot accept. How can he? Why not me? This material world, whatever accomplishment we see, we want to portray, then we pay for that. If you see, if you want to get a job, then you show your resume. Resume is what? Resume is what are your accomplishments in this material world? I have done this, I have done that, I have done this degree, that degree. I have managed this team, I have got the certification, I have got this training, I am the top. I lead the 50 people team. My project has succeeded. This, that. Showing off. The more you show, the more you get paid. In working, that is material world means, even if you don't do or you have done part of it, you need to make sure that you get credit for that. Right? You want to make sure your name is there. I am the doer. Prakrite kriyamanani guna karmani sarasa ahankara yudhatma kartagam iti manyate. This is the working nature of this material world. That I did this. Even someone is working under you, got the credit, you want to make sure that you are attached to your name. That's all happening because he is working under me. My company, my team is the best, I am the best. If I am not there, how can things then go in proper direction? Right? They won't show up. You cannot be humble. Material world means what? You don't have to, if you say, you know, you can do the job or anything, but if you say, I will try my best. I'll put my best, but it's all dependent on Krishna. I don't know how I get this. If you speak like this, what will happen? They say, what happened to you? Don't you have any willpower? Don't you want to achieve anything in your life? You don't have any ambition? Make a mark, because you are special. This life is special. Make sure you make it as a, you know, leave some footprints when you leave this world. So this kind of a fever. And people are there to help you to increase the fever. When Krishna is speaking that I am this, it's not about proud, it's not about me. Krishna is helping. For example, if a student is struggling in studies, he don't know what to do. He has a lot of assignments, he needs to do so many things. And then the topper of the class, who is well versed, is coming. He's saying, you know what, this I have done it. And I tell you, you know, if you do like this, you can able to get the good mark. Now this person can say, how audacity you have, you are so proud, you are trying to tell me I am bad, and you are trying to show off to me, I know what to do. You carry on with your work. Now, that is not proud. That is trying to be compassionate. If Krishna has not come, if Krishna has not given these details, or Krishna given, not given the process, how speculative would be the spiritual life? Right? Brahmanda Brahmite Konabar Vagavan Ji. We are roaming up and down. Brahmati Upariyata. Brahmati Upariyata. This is roaming up and into the topmost planet to the lower planet. If Krishna is not giving this detail, then we are doing impossible actually. And why he is giving this detail? Why he is giving detail? It's like the key, it's like the helping hint for the conditioned soul to get back to spiritual world. Realize, oh, okay. And we are so proud, the pauper is proud of his pain. And Krishna, everything, whatever we have, the material body, the spirit soul, and the wealth, whatever one has, is all material assets, is compared to zero. And it's a gift from Krishna. We don't use, utility is the principle. Right? If we don't use it, then that will only further entangle. So here Krishna is showing in front of us, in front of the sages, King Nabi is present. That's not a simple task. The Lord is appearing in front of someone. It's not easy. Right? That is Prabhupada explained in the letter. How? Maharaj Nabi and his priests and associates offered the Lord obeisances and began to worship him with various things. According to the description of the transcendental body of Lord Vishnu, the Lord can easily be distinguished from all other living beings. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yam Lagva Chaparam Labam Manyate Nanikam Tata. That is, upon gaining this one thing, that there is no greater gain. Having this material accomplishment, it's not satisfying oneself. The sense pleasure or the pleasure in this material world, don't equate that to the happiness. It's never ending. We think some kind of a josh or a pleasure or just some kind of flickering, that is not happiness. Happiness is a state of consciousness that we want to continue. We want to reside there. It's not a up and down like a roller coaster. That is not happiness, because happiness is a state of consciousness, is the peace, is the heart, is a kind of a state. So, that how one gets, one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one suddenly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. To see Krishna, how can we see? Seva mukhe jivadu. Oh, by seva, by service, by devotional service, one can see Krishna. But usually people will say, okay, fine. So again, God is there. Okay, show me. Can you show me where you are God? Then, what is the qualification? You should ask, what is your qualification? God is not a cheap thing. He is the Supreme Person, the topmost. For example, if I want to see the president of the country, I cannot demand, or he has to come. I have to qualify. What is the qualification? That is devotional service. Why? Because when we perform devotional service, what happens is the senses, the consciousness, the mind, everything gets purified. We are part of Krishna, but we cannot see ourselves. Can we see our soul? No. If we cannot see a part of Krishna, how can we see the whole of Krishna? So nobody is. So don't worry about that. God conscious, like self-realization is a subset of God realization. He gives the example of him standing in front of the sun. When you see the sun, you see yourself. Because your eyes need light to see. If there is no light and dark, pitch dark, you cannot see your hand. But when you are present yourself before the sun, you can see the sun, that implies that you are seeing yourself. Similarly, when we practice our eyes, when we purify our eyes, when we purify our senses to see Krishna, then we can see ourselves. That process of purifying the senses, that is Krishna consciousness or bhakti. Rishikesha sevana, bhakti ucchate. Sevana mukhi jivana, that when you are engaged in this devotional service. After seeing the Supreme Person of Godhead, one ceases to be attracted by anything material. One then remains steady in his worship of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So still, the devotee becoming Krishna consciousness or coming into Krishna consciousness does not mean that the material influence is not there. No. Actually, when devotee take up Krishna consciousness, then we see more material influence actually. Before, there was no difference, right? This is right, wrong, this is spiritual, material, wrong. Whatever we feel like, whatever pleases the senses, we do. But then after taking the Krishna consciousness, we see the effects of Maya. We see that how the things are happening. We see in a clear fashion, okay, this is not good for my consciousness. This is good. This is something I can use it in Krishna service. This is favorable, this is unfavorable. The effects are there. The bad effect. Why you follow it like a principle? If you go and speak to someone, you know, we have to stop meat, and they say, are you crazy? What do you want to achieve? What is life? Life is you have standing in the crowd, casino, having a drink, right? Having a meat, drinking some wine, and enjoying it. Opposite sex and playing casino. All four related principles are broken. And this is life, this is what they propagated. That's how you enjoy it. What's wrong with it? The problem is it has bad effect on our consciousness. It pulls down and makes us to think that we are this body. It keeps rooted to this material world. Because every individual soul has their own choice and freedom and independence. Whatever they want to do, they do. That's fine. But the way one follows what Krishna wants us to do, that will make us elevated and go to Krishna Loka. Very simple. What you want to do, why you want to go is given. Because Krishna speaks about the Vedas. Okay, you want to do karma kanda, you want to enjoy in this life, enjoy in next life. All the details are given. You choose. Okay, you want to do this, okay, do that. If you want me, then you follow my program. If you want to go to the demigod, if you want to go to the forefathers, if you want to enjoy in this world, at least do in a regulated fashion. Don't be like animal. If you do that, then you will take as animal birth. So Krishna is giving all the details. So here, when one realizes God and sees the Lord face to face, one suddenly thinks that he has gained the best of all things. This is like the mission statement of the devotee life. Prabhupada said, one has to make qualified so that you qualify yourself so that you can see Krishna face to face in this life. So that means, you know, we need to work very vigilantly. Just like one is trying to see the president in his life. Someone is thinking, okay, I will see the president in this life. Then he needs to work hard. He needs to find something. He needs to do extraordinary feats. But Krishna is so easy. You come to temple, see Krishna face to face. So the information is given. So the devotee says, okay, fine, let us take this. And then he starts playing in his life. That's the critical part. What information? So Krishna is now telling the details about himself, how he looks, how he has, his name, his form, his qualities, activities, everything is given. And devotee knows about this. And then he has to apply and verify and see himself. Krishna face to face. So Krishna appeared not because of the sacrifice which they performed, the king Nabi and the priest. Krishna appeared because of the devotion. Krishna appeared for the devotion, not just for his activities. Because only Krishna only appeared through devotion, and Krishna wants only devotion. So following in the footsteps of great devotees like King Nabi and other priests, if we do Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of Hare Krishna, that would help us and qualify us to see Krishna face to face one day. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it is very, very easy, simple. So that's the process. I'll stop here. See if anyone has any comments, correction, questions. Okay. And Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.